This is Dakota Datebook for March 30th. In 1981, Pope John Paul II announced that every Catholic seminary in the United States would undergo a formal evaluation by the Congregation for Catholic Education. Over the next 9 years, Bishop John Marshall of Vermont visited all 501 American seminaries. On this date in 1990, the Fargo Forum reported on the glowing review for the Cardinal Mensch Seminary in Fargo. Cardinal Mensch Seminary had many unique aspects. It was the only seminary in the United States that enrolled both high school and college students. It had forged a unique partnership with North Dakota State University, where college seminarians attended classes and earned their degrees. While the seminary provided 5 professors who taught philosophy, humanities, classical languages, and theology on the NDSU campus. Every seminarian was also required to visit all 144 parishes in the Fargo Diocese to speak about religious vocations, an outreach program found nowhere else in the nation. The seminary had long been the dream of Cardinal Aloysius Mensch, Bishop of Fargo from 1935 to 1959. His successor, Bishop Leo Dvorak, converted a tornado-damaged convent into a seminary for high school boys. And Cardinal Mensch Seminary opened in the fall of 1962 with 41 students in the same year Cardinal Mensch died. Enrollment grew quickly. By 1966, the $1.9 million building, with dormitory space for 120 students, had been constructed on a picturesque 30-plus acre property along the Red River. In 1972, the seminary celebrated its first ordained alumnus and that same year opened its doors to men from 12 surrounding dioceses. After peak enrollment in the 1970s, numbers began to steadily decline. Only 39 seminarians remained at the time of the Vatican's 1990 evaluation, and even the favorable review couldn't reverse the trend. The last high school student graduated in 2001, and though the college program continued, enrollment kept falling. In 2010, the diocese announced that the seminary would close, and in May of 2011, the final 2 seminarians received their diplomas, bringing 49 years of education at the seminary to a close. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.